Conditional use number 2153, Cassandra Toroyan.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for real estate and investing office to be located on certain parcel of land lying in Bing and Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.5005 acre more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Airport Road, approximately 100 feet southeast of Old Landing Road. The 911 address is 35568 Airport Road, Rehoboth Beach. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 181. Staff would submit for the record a site plan, a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation. We have one letter in support of the app, or no, I'm sorry, one letter in opposition to the application and four letters in support of the application. Thank you.
All right then. Good evening, Ms. Trapp. The floor is yours.
Good evening, Chairman and Commission members. My name is Taylor Elizabeth Trapp. I'm with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor, and at tonight's hearing, I represent the applicant, Cassandra Toroyan, and her well-established wealth management company, Bellrock Capital. Her company's been helping members of the Sussex County community become more financially aware and help educate them on investing and how to be financially secure throughout their life and throughout retirement. Their Sussex County office is a small professional office. They have four full-time staff members, one part-time staff member. Currently, their Sussex County office is renting office space at another location here in Sussex County, but they are hoping to soon be able to relocate onto the property here at Airport Road that they recently purchased. The conditional use being requested is in accordance with the comprehensive development plan, and it promotes the health, safety, morals, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County. And the conditional use is for the general convenience and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. It's also important to note that a traffic impact study was not recommended by DLDOT. The property is more viable for a business use rather than a residential use due to its close proximity to Route 1. It's also used heavily as an access road to get to Route 1, and it also has a lot of businesses either directly on Airport Road or directly off of Airport Road. There's over 14 businesses either on or directly off of, including the Weiss Grocery Store in the shopping center, and is the Cantina, and there's a bunch of others I can list for you. But I don't want to waste anybody's time here. So the character of the community is moving more towards a business character than residential, making it more viable for business use. Continuing on with the idea that it is moving more towards a business characteristic, the proposed conditional use is generally similar to uses in the vicinity of the property. Again, that's proven through all the businesses that are there. Because of this business characteristic, them having a new business being put there will not adversely affect the value of the community or the surrounding properties. The opening of an investment office on this property will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or the community. Again, due to the similar business properties surrounding that property, but also because my clients plan on keeping the residential look the way it is and have already worked to help improve the general curb appeal of the property. As you will see, that them doing this is going to help increase the value of the neighborhood and the beauty. And within the four letters in favor, all the authors of those letters have stated that they are looking forward to my clients being their neighbor and that they have in fact increased the curb appeal since they've purchased the property. The use of this property for a small professional business will not generate any significant increase in noise or traffic. This is truly a small home office. This is not going to be an office where the clientele enters and leaves on a daily basis throughout the business hours. They typically only have one client in their office at a time, but interestingly, most of their clients choose not to show up on actual property, but to have all their meetings done either via the telephone, email, or video chat. To wrap up my part of the presentation, I would just like to state that this application meets the purposes of the conditional use in that it is of public or semi-public character. It is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the Sussex County residents. I would like to now invite up the president and CEO of Bellrock Capital, Ms. Cassandra Toroyan, to further explain her company's business and how they have been a positive asset to the Sussex County community.
Good evening. I'm Cassandra Torian. I'm the investor in this property, and I guess it all started with toast. I've been in the same office location for the last 10 or 11 years, and it's kind of an open office area. We keep growing and taking little pieces of it. One morning I walked in and I smelled burnt toast in the whole office building. And I thought, boy, this is not the way I like to start my day. And it's not the kind of thing I like my clients to smell when they walk in. So we set on to decide that after 10 years of being here and being established in the community, that we wanted to have our own little part of the world. As Taylor mentioned, we are pretty ingrained in this community. We do a number of things. Obviously, with our revenues, we support the Emanuel Shelter. We support the Harry Kay Foundation. We get involved with the Clear Space Theater and do some work with bringing kids in to see the theater. And so, you know, we just view this as a way to basically have a little bit more space for ourselves. I'm actually really surprised, and we were just talking about this with the advent of the iPhone. I see less and less of my clients in the office because we're all attached with technology. We've got clients all over the country, and we see very few people in the office. But one of the reasons why I moved down here many years ago was because it's a stressful job. And I at least wanted to know that when I walked out at the end of the day, I could go sit on the beach and relax for a little bit. So we're really looking forward to moving into our office location. As she said, we've already cleaned up the curb appeal a bit, and we're just anxious to be able to have bright windows to look out and new technology to use, and hopefully continue to grow, hopefully. With more space, I can actually add more people. That's been an issue for us, so thank you.
Okay, if that concludes your presentation, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. Okay, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
I have a couple questions. Are you planning on putting a sign up on the property?
Yes.
Okay. And then what about lighting?
Oh, we have lots of lighting up already all over the exterior.
So you wouldn't be putting any pole lighting or anything?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
No, we upgraded all the lights on the house already and over the garage as well, LED.
So that hours would be Monday through Friday?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
No weekend hours. I want my weekend off.
Beach is calling.
That's all I have. Did you cover your hours of work?
Typically from like 8:30 to 5.
I think that's it.
Okay. Ms. Stevenson.
I was just curious what your average, what your regular client in and out is. You were saying one at a time, so that could be four clients at a time. But in an average day, how many are we talking about?
I would say in an average week, one or two clients a week, okay. Actually. Yeah.
All right. And in, you have no idea how big your staff's going to be. Okay.
All right. Thank you. And staff on this end.
No, thank you.
Okay. Anything?
Nothing no? From me.
Okay.
Just a question. You said typically 8:30 to 5, or is there ever any chance that you're in earlier or later with a client or working?
If a meeting runs late, you know, if somebody works and they want to come in at like 4 o'clock after the market closes, you know, I might be there late to talk to somebody after hours, but I would lock the door, you know. It's not like we would be open to the public.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we ask these questions is you know, if we were to say 8:30 to 5 or whatever, 8 to 5, then technically someone, if you were still there at 5:15, somebody could
right.
Make a big deal about it.
Sure.
What would we typically do on it?
We just do Monday through Friday,
Monday through Friday, if you want to say 8 to 6 or something.
Just kind
like
of
that.
Widen it out a little bit. Yeah, 8 to 6, you know, I think is really the max we're looking at. my personal hours could go till 11 o'clock at night, but that's when I'm home and home working, so.
Counselor, anything?
No, thanks.
All right, then. Thank you.
Thank you.
You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's someone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition, I'm sorry, in favor of conditional use number 2153, Cassandra Taroyan? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of in opposition of conditional use number 2153?
Let's speak. Starting off the new year.
Switch things around for the new year.
Been up too long.
Anybody want to talk about this application? I didn't think so. Any questions on the commission? All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.